It's great to be here this morning, Christmas morning. So a nice big Merry Christmas to each of you. And it's great to be here this morning. And if you're visiting, we just pray you feel really welcome this morning. And it's great to have you a part of our Christmas service this morning. And it's great that we can just come together this morning and take some time out. And if you're anything like our house, you probably woke up really early. And maybe Santa went to bed really late. Those that have got kids probably know all about that. And this morning I'm just going to briefly unpack a quick little thought this morning. But if you're anything like our household, over the last sort of month or two, you've probably been wandering around the shops. Or if you're a male in the room, maybe yesterday or the day before yesterday, you started your Christmas shopping. And you finished it in one sitting. But we've all been going through the malls and just looking at things and saying, should I get that for that person? Or should I, thinking of that person, like even yesterday we were at Christmas, was it yesterday? What's today? Tuesday? Wednesday? Yes, yesterday. Yesterday we were at Christmas shopping and we're walking through the malls and Tone's got people in mind and going, I think that gift would be great for this person. I think that gift would be great for that person. And then this morning, you know, like our endeavor and our goal of when we buy a gift is we want to buy the perfect gift for someone. We don't just want to buy something that they go, oh, well, thank you, but no thank you. I remember this one gift, a little story. Remember this one gift a few years ago, and I can tell this story because my mum's not here. And I remember this one gift a few years ago. I would have been, oh, I don't know, 17, 18, and you're buying a gift for your mum. And I bought this gift, and it was like, at the time, mum really liked lavender, so I got this big vase for lavender, and I thought she'll probably put a lavender plant in it or something. I thought, yeah, that's great. Anyway, I bought the gift, and I thought it was a perfect gift. And then about maybe 3 or 4 weeks later, I'm at mum's house visiting and I needed to go to the bathroom. So I go into the bathroom and lo and behold, my eyes is diverted down beside the toilet. And beside the toilet was this vase, this lavender vase that I'd brought my mum, thinking it was a perfect gift. And she just used it to put toilet paper in. It was the right diameter just to sit the toilet paper in. You know, like sometimes we buy gifts and we want them to be a perfect gift. And what we think is a perfect gift sometimes doesn't turn out to be a perfect gift. But I dare say over the last month or two, you've been thinking about what gift you're going to buy that special person or your kids or your partner or your husband or your wife, whoever it may be, your mum, dad, you want to buy this perfect gift. And the endeavor is when you open up that gift on Christmas morning, you see the sheer excitement in their face. You go, how amazing is this that they are opening this gift, and especially when you've got kids. When you've got kids, you have that excitement factor. And you know, like when they're a little bit older and they can begin to show expression, and it's that exciting time. I remember this one time, or even this morning I suppose Santa was delivered some things last night, and the girls had got this scooter, one each. And Tom was like, okay, we'll take this scooter outside and we'll take it outside and the girls can go on this scooter. And she said, Mikey, can you carry one scooter for me and I'll carry the other one? And they were doing that. Well, then they got outside. Micah got the shock of his life because there was a basketball hoop and ring and basketball sitting outside with a bow and all. Santa had gone to town. And this excitement just on his face, his eyes popped out of his head, and he was running back in. Dad, Dad, look what... I was making a coffee at that stage, and Dad, Dad, look what we've got here. It's this opportunity to get a perfect gift. And well, one of the things that makes Christmas so wonderful is that it's not just the celebration of each other and spending time with family and lovely food and gift and all of those wonderful things that we get to do today. But it's also a celebration of the fact that our Heavenly Father, the giver of every good gift and every perfect gift, thinks about you and I in the same way and would go and give each of us this wonderful gift known as Jesus. And so this morning, I just want to unpack what it is to give a gift. Because it says in John 3:16 that he gave his only son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish but would have everlasting life. And it's that idea that what is it to get a perfect gift? Or what does a perfect gift entail? Or what is it that when you think about a perfect gift, because I know that Jesus was the perfect gift, but what's so special about Jesus is he's a perfect gift for each of us in our own special and individual way. And no matter where we're at in life, and no matter what circumstances we find ourselves today, is that Jesus is a gift that keeps giving, but he's also the gift of whatever we need, we can find it in him. You see, so this morning, what is it to give a perfect gift? And I say this because his gift of Jesus is the perfect gift. And for one, point one, the gift that's perfect, it has to be personal. You see, if we're giving a gift that's perfect, it has to be personal and specific to the individual. You see, in other words, it's aimed for you. It's aimed for you. You know, like you love someone, so you think about them so much and you know what they like and you know what they enjoy. And you go, I'm going to get that for that person because it's personal and you're thinking about them. I remember this one time when I was a lot younger, maybe about 9 or 10. In our household, we had a Christmas tradition that we created as kids. And in Christmas Eve, I've got 4 siblings and myself, so there's 5 of us. And on Christmas Eve, what we did was the siblings would all give each other a gift. And so, as an 8 and a 9 or a 10 year old, and some of my brothers were quite younger than me, so they could be 5, I suppose, at the time, you'd give a gift. Now, the gift wasn't expensive, but the gift was special and you savored whatever that gift was. And I remember this one time. I was, Mum, I need to work around the house and vacuum the house and do whatever. And Mum would pay me 20 cents, 50 cents, whatever it was. And I remember I saved up $6, I think it was at the time. And I was buying my sister at the time. She was into calligraphy and liked writing and all that sort of stuff. So I thought, I'm going to buy her this gold pen at the news agency. I was walking through going, gee whiz, you know, like, and as an 8 and a 9 year old, you literally think it gold comes out of the pen when you're doing it, so it's really expensive. So I remember looking at it and you got no concept of money, you're seeing $6.99, you're going, whoa, that's so out of reach, but Mum, I'll vacuum, I'll mow, I'll do whatever I need to do to buy this gift because I know Sarah, my sister, would like the gift. And then on Christmas Eve, You see your sister unwrap the gift, and you know it's because it's so personal and because it's got her in mind, you know that they're going to actually enjoy it. You see, and Tone, she's like my wife, she loves giving gifts. Like if she's got a love language, it's gift giving. Like she just loves it. She loves going around the mall when it's not too busy. That sort of annoys her a little bit. But she enjoys searching for a gift that she knows you're going to enjoy. And I remember a few years ago, I woke up on Christmas morning, and I go out the back, and Tona got me a boat. She knew that I liked to go out fishing, and I'd been going out fishing with Tone's dad and my father-in-law, and our own boat would have been great, and so we got a little tingy, and we were in our element. That was a personal gift for me, and you know, like I remember that Christmas to this day. It was such a gift that I enjoyed because it was personal. You see, and it's actually great when we can give a gift that has the person in mind. You see, and when God sent His Son into the world, when He gave us Jesus, He had you and me in mind. You see, He had you and me in mind. You see, the angels, you remember when they said in Luke 2:11, it says, the Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord has been born in Bethlehem today. The glorious news of Christmas. The angel said, Jesus came for you and you. And you, like, He came for each of us. He was given with each of us as individuals in mind. You see, and I believe, you see that the very parable of the shepherd who when he lost his sheep, he left the 99 to go and find the one. He sees that even if you and I were the only one on planet Earth is that Jesus would have came because he would have been specific to each of you, because he would have died so that he could have a relationship with you. You see, each of us is a precious gift to him. You see, Max Licata, he writes this: if God had a calendar, your birthday would be circled. If he drove a car, your name would be on his bumper. If there's a tree in heaven, he's carved your name in the bark. We know he has a tattoo, and we know what it says. It says, I've written your name on my hand. You see, the Bible tells us that God, he even knows the number of hairs on our head. You see, all this shows us that he's got each of us in mind. It's such a personal gift. You see, and point two is that the second thing, you see, the first one's personal. The gift has to be personal. The second thing that makes the perfect gift perfect is that it's given to meet a specific need. You see, I don't know about the rest of you dads, but when you wake up on Christmas morning, we joke about it, but I reckon there's a tinge of a hope. I hope I've got my socks. I hope I've got my jocks. Like, because we need them. You know, like, we don't buy them any other time of the year. Your birthday, maybe. So you're hanging out for that one time of year where you can go, well, the elastic is just about gone on those bad boys. I get a new set because it's Christmas. It meets a need. It's specific and it meets a purpose. You see, and when Jesus came, he met a need. And the need that he met, none of us could meet. You know, like, we've all fallen short. And we all can't live up to his standard. We can't. So what did he do is he said, I've got to send my son into the world so I can create this opportunity where we can have a relationship with him due to the very fact that Jesus came. It met the need. You see, we're sinners. And then through the eyes of Christ, we've been made worthy due to grace. You see, if our greatest need was for information, you see, God would have sent an educator. If our greatest need was for technology, God would have sent a scientist. If our greatest need was for pleasure, God would have sent an entertainer. If our greatest need was for money, God would have sent an economist. But since our greatest need is for forgiveness, you see, God sent a Savior. And that's what happened this morning. He said, when he gave us his son, he did so with our deepest needs in mind. A passage in Romans displays this. It says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. And the last, I think it's my last point. Yeah, my last point is that for a gift to be perfect, there has to be, it has to be sacrificial. You see, to really convey love to a receiver, it has to cost you something. It has to cost you something. You see, and not when I say this, the more it costs, not necessarily financial. You could be a millionaire, and if you spend $3, it's not costing you anything. You could be quite poor and spend a dollar on a gift, and it costs you everything. It's not about the price tag. It's just about the sacrifice taken to give the gift. You see, the more love it conveys. See, the principle of giving is seen in this short story entitled The Gift of Magi. You see, the story, it tells of a young couple who are so poor that they cannot afford to buy each other gifts for Christmas. But each finds a way to sacrifice so they can purchase a gift that's personal and both specific for a purpose, for a need. The husband sells his most precious possession, his pocket watch, and he uses the money to buy a beautiful comb for his lovely wife who has lovely long hair. But unbeknownst to him, she cuts and sells her lovely hair to a wig maker and uses the money to buy a beautiful watch chain for her husband's pocket watch. They both sacrifice so they could give each other a special gift. You see, well, when God gave us his only son, he broke the record when it comes to sacrificial giving. For no one has ever paid more for a gift than God did. He gave us his only son to pay a debt that you and I couldn't pay. And as John 2:2 says, Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. But not only for our sins, it's for the sins of the whole world. You see, there's a reason why Christmas has the word Christ in it. The greatest and most perfect gift of all is Christ. You see, receiving this free gift changes everything. And this gift is and always will be the greatest gift of all. You see, Christmas is a time of giving. And I found this. It's far greater to give than it is to receive. It's far greater to give than it is to receive. And if you're like me, you can't wait to give a gift to someone. Now, I'll be honest. I get too excited sometimes because I love giving gifts that they find out the gift before. Like Tony will probably think, what are you talking about? I always know what you're going to get me because I can't keep it quiet. I can't keep it to myself. I love her giving the gift, so I just want to, this is the gift again. I'm getting you this. And I give it away before the day, before a birthday, Christmas, whatever it is. You see, when you get something for someone, you just want to see the joy on their face. You see, the wise men, they brought gifts to Jesus. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You see, what kind of gifts are these for a child? You see, myrrh. You see, after all, myrrh is actually an embalming element. Why give an embalming element to a baby? You see, I believe these wise men, they had insight into who Jesus was. They gave him gold because they recognized it was proper gift to do so for a king. They gave him frankincense because that is what a high priest used when it was time to go into the temple to represent the people before God. They gave him myrrh because they recognized the king would die for each of us, would die for the world. You see, when you think about the real meaning of Christmas, it's essentially the birthday of Jesus. The day where the Savior of the world was born. And so often, during this season, Jesus gets shut out. You see, imagine I planned a party. I planned a party and I invited many people. And I planned the party for you, inviting all these people. Everyone brings lots of gifts and the invitees trade presents with one another and you get nothing. What can we give God? Because this morning it's our response that he's interested in. What can you give God this morning? Because he actually has everything. What can you give someone who has everything? You see, what does God want from us? You see, actually, Jesus doesn't have everything. There are four things that he doesn't have unless you give it to him. And this morning, on Christmas morning, would we be reminded of this and give a gift back to Jesus this morning? You see, would you give him your trust? You see, faith is a voluntary matter. Jesus doesn't have your trust unless you give it to him. He will never force it. He's not like I've done this before as a teacher. I've had these two kids with me once. They're in trouble. They've done the wrong thing. And you know those times where you go there, they're just annoyed at each other. And you're trying to say to them, now what have you got to say? It's like that forced apology. Sorry. Like if we force an apology, it doesn't mean anything. If we force trust upon somebody, it doesn't mean anything. So God doesn't force trust upon us. He'll never force us. He'll never twist our hand. We've actually got to give it voluntarily. The second thing, would you make Jesus first place in your life. He wants our lives. And the greatest gift you can give God this morning is yourself. The greatest gift you can give God is to say, Lord, I give you my life. I give you my talents. I give you my abilities. I give you my dreams. I give you my future. I give you my weaknesses. I give you my failings. Here's a gift, and the gift comes in me. Because you are the greatest gift to Him. Give Jesus your heart. Because your heart is what you love, what you value, what you care most about. Jesus says this, He says, where your treasure is, there your heart is also. You see, one important way to give Jesus your heart this Christmas is by giving your resources to His work or giving your time to Him. Jesus doesn't need your money. But what it actually represents is your heart. Would you give Him your heart this morning? And the last thing is to bring other people to Jesus. You see, God wants a family more than anything else. He wants children who choose to love and trust Him. You see, it's the reason we celebrate Christmas. It's the reason we invite someone to Jesus at Christmas time. We tell them about what Jesus has done in your life. You see, the Bible tells us that wise men didn't give Jesus their leftovers when they visited Him on that very first Christmas. But instead, they gave Him three very significant and valuable gifts. You see, they bowed down and worshipped Him. They opened their gifts and gave Him treasures of gold, frankincense and myrrh. And as you give Jesus your trust, as you make Him first in your life, give Him what you value and bring others to Him, you're giving Him a gift that is far more valuable than the gift that the wise men brought Him on that first Christmas. So tell Jesus, happy birthday today. Give Him your best. As you go and celebrate, as you go and have a meal with friends and family, as you spend time with people you love, would you take a moment and be reminded of the real reason of Christmas? And would you actually say, happy birthday to Jesus? Because today is actually about Him. Let's not forget about Him. Let's not be ones that brush Him to the side in the busyness of today. Let's be ones that are reminded of what Christmas is all about. Yeah, have fun. Yeah, enjoy the joy on your kids' and family members' faces. But let's remember the real reason this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank You that we can be reminded of the gift that You are to each of us. You're the perfect gift. You're so personal. You're so specific to a need. And we thank You for the sacrifice You made to give us the gift of relationship with You. We worship You this morning. We say happy birthday this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll get the musicians to come up and sing a song and stick around, have a chat. If you've got to go, feel free to go and do what you need to do. You know, we try and lock in the 9 till 10 so we can spend some time together. But if you need to go, rush off to go to commitments, by all means do that.